Welcome to the Royalty Connection Podcast, empowering all people all over the world.
Hey, what's going on, beautiful people all around the world? This is your host with the most, your favorite young king in the place to be, Donald M. Schuller Jr. here with the Royalty Connection Podcast. I greatly appreciate you taking time out of your day to tune in to some great content. I do my best to curate and deliberate and pray over and all this type of stuff to make sure I'm delivering things that are not just, oh, I have a microphone, so let me just say stuff, but information and content that will help be transformative for your life and help you be the change that you would like to see in this world and also be the change that you would like to see in yourself. So with all that being said, if you're a recurring listener, I think you already know the vibe that I give off in all these shows and just my life in general. I do my best to be transparent on camera, on the microphone, and off the camera and off the microphone in my everyday life. We need more real people talking real stuff, trying to get real results. And I know if you're listening to this, you feel the same way too. Today's topic is titled, This is for the Men. Coming up right now. All right, y'all. So before we jump into this, I got a shout out to the people who are listening right now. I was just checking some of my ratings and views and the analytics of, you know, how far this podcast goes. And shout out to the people listening in Australia and Bangladesh and the Netherlands. What's up, y'all? This is pretty dope how technology can take your voice to different locations and nations and all that type of stuff. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate the support. So this topic came from something I was reading during my just everyday devotional time. I try to just take some time to relax and meditate on what the good Lord has for my life for each day I'm blessed to see. And I was reading this book that I got from my grandfather's library, and it's titled God's Little Instruction Book for Men. And I think it is probably one of the most fire publications I've ever picked up in my life. It literally gives you like an Instagram quote of how to live your life for this day that you're blessed to see. So this quote really stood out to me today, and I definitely want to read it to you guys, so I'm sure you feel the same way I feel after you hear it. So this is what it says. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Now, to my brothers who are in America, look, I feel like almost every day in American society is filled with some type of controversy, whether it be in education, entertainment, politics, just social media, what everyday life. It's always some type of controversy. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where I'm like, man, you know, let me just take a break from everything. Let me go take a nap. But that's not the way, you know, for things to go away. That's how things go away just for, you know, just for a few moments or a few hours. But the real thing is, as men, I mean, how I was taught, you know, manhood is all about taking care of your responsibilities, knowing who you are, knowing your purpose and your passion, and to make sure that you show strength in every way possible. And society is kind of jacked this word strength, because when they think of men, they think, oh, you just got to lift 1,000 pounds. You got to make sure you don't cry. Make sure you, like, I feel like true strength comes from vulnerability. I know for me, being in probably the most best, worst time of my life, I feel like I'm the strongest that I've ever been, because I feel like I'm the weakest I ever been. And when I'm weak, I believe that God is strong within me. And that's how I've been able to stand 10 toes down on my purpose and who I am. So when we talk about the measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience. So that's basically saying everybody's hype. Everybody's happy. Everybody's cool when there's money in the bank, when, you know, your lady is treating you pretty nice, when she's doing what you think she should do in the bedroom, outside the bedroom, you know, when you're on the job. Things are going well there. You're working out. Your body's looking good. All these types of things that, you know, are great. and they give us joy, they give us happiness. But where are we when our wife is mad at us because we didn't do what we're supposed to do in more ways than one? Or when there's no money in the bank account? Or when you're about to lose your job? Or when your kids are acting up? Or when you're faced with negativity, discrimination, segregation, and all things ugly and evil? Where do you stand then? Do you waver? Do you fold like a beach chair? What's your foundation like? What are you built upon? Is your life built on sand? Or is your life built on the rock? If you build your house on sand, when the wind blows, your whole house is falling down and getting swept away. When you build your house on the rock, when the wind blows, you just hear it knocking on the doors every now and then, on the windows, on the siding, this, that, and the third. But you're not going anywhere because your foundation is sound. So to all my brothers listening, my question to you is, who is your foundation? Who is your center? Where do you get your peace from? Do you get your peace from your spouse? Do you get your peace from your girlfriend? Do you get your peace from money, from music, from weightlifting? Where do you get it from? And wherever you get it from, ask yourself this. If you lose that substance or that source, is it renewable? Is that source of your happiness, of your joy, renewable? If it isn't, I highly suggest you find a new source. So for me, my source of my strength and my happiness, it comes from God. It comes from Yahweh. It comes from my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I love my wife, and I love my job and the skills and the talents that I've been blessed with. I love to perform. I love music. I love all that stuff. But I know that at any point in time, sadly, those things could be taken away. So I cannot have the root of my joy, the root of my happiness in a person or in a thing. So now when tough times happen, I know I can lean on God because I know he'll direct me in every way I'm supposed to go. One of my favorite scriptures says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you." So when I seek God first each and every day, whether it's an easy day or a hard day, I know my day was set on the foundation. I decided that I want to set my feet upon the rock each and every day and say, "Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Thank you for starting me on my way. Direct me, lead me, guide me to be the best version of myself, to be popping, to walk in purpose, and to crush anything that is in front of me that is not of you." So with all that being said, I'm strong as I can be each and every day that I do that. And sometimes when I forget to do that, I see myself lagging. Like, "Yo, why you lagging, bro?" Because I didn't step into my foundation. I decided to step on the sand. I decided to rely on my emotions. So I hope y'all are feeling this. And if you're not, that's cool too. I know this is strong talk. This is man talk. I know sometimes we're used to, you know, just putting our head down, not talking about our feelings, and just being casualties out here. Where are the warriors at? Where are the warriors at? I'm here, and I know you're here too. It's crazy how sometimes the media or TV shows or music will always depict men as, "We strong when we got the money in our hand. We strong when we got the Glock in our hand. We strong when we got these naked girls around us all the time." That's not strength, man. And even if it was strength, that strength is fleeting. Let me know where the warriors are. Let me know who the people who are wounded are, but they keep on shining and keep on grinding. That's what a real man is. That's what we about. And when I say we, you know who I'm talking about. So before I get too hype on this episode, I just want to recite this quote again. Y'all know how I do. The quote is, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." I'll leave you all with this. What are you built on? Are you built on sand? Or are you built on the rock? Are you built on cement? Are you built on steel? You feel me? What are you built on? That'll determine what way you go. Whether you just say, "Let me just go to sleep and sleep this off," or "Let me put my hands to the plow. Let me get to the gym. Let me read some books. Let me be a better husband. Let me be a better son. Let me be a better friend." Your foundation will determine who you are. And my hope and prayer is that you are standing 10 toes down mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally on the rock. It doesn't have to be my rock, which is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the risen King. But I guarantee you this, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain to trust God with your life so God can be your rock. Give God a chance. I guarantee it'll be the best thing you ever did. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Royalty Connection Podcast. I hope it's been a blessing to you. If it has, please like, comment, love, subscribe, share, and do all that good stuff so you can show somebody that you saw something, you heard something that was a blessing to you. Until next time, this is your host, Donald M. Schuller Jr. Go out and be the change. Be a cashier and create change everywhere you go.